I'm Mike Purcell with 91.5 KRCC News. Students at high schools across the country are expected to walk out of classes tomorrow, the 19th anniversary of the Columbine shooting. They're in their latest push for gun control. But they won't be protesting at Columbine. Classes will be canceled there, just as they have been every April 20th since the massacre. School leaders have asked nearby schools to join them in holding days of service rather than walkouts. It's International Dark Sky Week, a time to look up and enjoy the night sky across the globe. Our region is home to many dark sky parks and communities. We're also home to lots of growth, and that means growing light pollution. Ellie Budner has more.
Amanda Gormley is with the International Dark Sky Association.
The perils of a light-polluted sky are pretty severe.
She says artificial light can interfere with pollination for some nocturnal animals, like moths.
When there's artificial light at night, it disrupts that pollination process. Some studies say up to 30%.
And Gormley's group has solutions. The organization helps cities mitigate the biggest source of light pollution, street lamps.
Making sure that the light is pointing to the ground, instead of lighting up the sky.
This has the benefit of saving energy, Gormley says. It also helps animals flying overhead and you and me.
People who have access to the night sky say that they feel more connected.
And she says it helps us understand our place in the world. For the Mountain West News Bureau, I'm Ellie Budner.
And you can check out all the dark sky events in your area this week at darksky.org.